Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life, here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended, where we extend the conversation from my AM 1220 KDOW and iHeartRadio show here in Silicon Valley, where we talk about it. Brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, Silicon Valley. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. If I can get my words out today, I appreciate your listenership to those all around the world, Silicon Valley, Bay Area, United States, international audience. Thank you for tuning in. You are making this show popular, and I appreciate it. And I hope that I am giving you some keys and tools that benefit you in your everyday professional lives and business lives, because it all goes together in our personal lives even. So hopefully I'm making some impact there. So here I am. If you want to dial into the show today, you can dial in at 1-516-531-9868. That is 1-516-531-9868. And you can talk to me while I am live here on air. And if you've been tuning in, you know that I am rebroadcasting some of our AM 1220 KDOW show, Friday night shows that are live. You can also tune into our live Friday night shows. I enjoy those very much. I try to be live as much as I can, but I also like to rebroadcast because the content is also very, very good on our live broadcasts on Friday nights. And so you can get a little bit of what that show is like, and then you can tune in on Friday nights on AM 1220 KDOW or iHeartRadio. You can listen live on KDOW.biz. That is fine as well. I thought I'd stick my head in the door here on Blog Talk Radio today on our Business on the Edge Extended show and talk about some things that I think are going to be important. But before we do that, I've got a story. 20 years ago, early 2001, a 35-year-old African-American professional was laid off from the company that she was working with. But the work that she was doing there was unique to the company. So after the shock of being laid off, you know how it is, you go into work and unassuming, and all of a sudden you get that, we've got to lay you off speech. It's almost like it's not you, it's us. But things happen. The company has different financial challenges or whatever the case may be. And so she was laid off, was really good at her job, loved what she was doing. And so as she pondered, several people were laid off that day, and it was very difficult around the office. And so what she did is she went to the HR office as they were giving her severance pay and package with tears in her eyes, saying, I really enjoyed working for this company. This is what she's heartfelt. She loved what she's done, loved the company, loved the people that she worked with. And she tells the HR person, I'm not crying because I'm upset and angry or anything, because people can be very angry, right? I'm upset because I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss the people here. I'm going to miss engaging them. Because for her, it wasn't just a loss of a job. It was loss the lost relationships that wouldn't be the same because she wouldn't see them day to day. And this wasn't a huge company. The CEO was extremely touchable, although the company was extremely profitable. Remember, small businesses are 1 to 499 employees or less than 500 employees by the Small Business Administration standard. So she left the office and she went to the CEO's executive assistant, asked to see the CEO. And by this time, the CEO had engaged the other people that were laid off. And the interaction with them did not go well. So by this time, the CEO is made the decision, but a little uncomfortable with seeing this person who has also been laid off. So after being blasted, because people get upset and respond inappropriately, one of the people that was laid off that day wiped the entire computer in this company, all the files deleted. And this is why people are walked out of buildings and things are taken immediately, because they have mindsets. People, not all, have the mindset to do some damage on the way out the door, which the reality is if you're hired at an organization or at a place, at a company, whatever it is, you also are agreeing to being laid off, being let go for whatever reason. It happens. But that's not code for wipe the computer, do damage on the way out the door. But it's not comfortable. It's emotional. So this reluctant CEO agrees to see yet one more person that was laid off. And they walk into the office and they sit down. And they look at the CEO, the owner of the company. And they stated, you could not make this decision for my life without God's permission. The CEO's jaw dropped, like, what? And they thanked them, the CEO, for the opportunity to work for the company. And proceeded to tell the CEO of the company, remember that 30-second elevator pitch to the CEO, the origins of the 30-second pitch? She began to tell the CEO about her vision and dream to be a small business owner in the field that she was just laid off in. Now, this company and this employee had just built them state-of-the-art equipment and gear to utilize in this unique program. And the CEO was fascinated. And the CEO says, come back and see me next Tuesday. She agreed. Because what she did while she was in with the CEO made him an offer that he almost couldn't refuse, and wanted to talk to the CFO and the vice president of the company. He says, come back and see me on Tuesday. Let me have this conversation. She'd explain that she would continue and would be glad to work for them at no cost because she felt committed to the work that she was doing there until they found someone to take over the responsibilities. So she goes back on Tuesday that following week and sits down with the CEO, the CFO, and the vice president of the company. She had prepared a presentation. She had prepared an offer. And she had a briefcase ready to pull out the proposal. She reached out in her case to pull out the proposal while the CEO was making his offer. His offer was so fantastic that she gently let go of her proposal because his proposal was much better. And his proposal was, we will hire you as a contractor, that you work off the brand new state-of-the-art production gear that you brought into the company, brand new, over $50,000 worth of gear. We'll let you work it off and we'll pay you. So now you're talking about an initial, starting out of the gate, $40,000 salary as a contractor, starting her own business, being offered the opportunity to work off $50,000 worth of high-end, state-of-the-art video production gear for nonlinear editing. The relationship grew into a six-figure relationship, along with her picking up other business along the way. There's always a deal to be made. He was thrown lemons and she made some really good strawberry lemonade. And that African-American young lady was me. That opportunity, that opposition created an opportunity. And as a result of that, as they say, the rest is history. There is always a deal to be made and money to be earned. We have been in a pandemic that has made business development challenging. It has forced creative thinking, which is great. Opposition brings opportunity. Opportunity brings opposition. Either way, there are opportunities. And as we cannot necessarily do anything about the pandemic, we're getting vaccinated now, which is great. But as business owners, we have to keep working. We have to keep looking for opportunities and deals to be made. Contests to be won, grants to be written, RFPs to be proposed, quotes to be given. So let's talk about some of those opportunities that are out there that you might not be thinking about. Grants, 2021 grants that are out there with your name on them. With your name on them. And you should be running after these opportunities. And sometimes the opportunities are passed by because it's too much work. What if I don't win? What if you do win? I have a funding profile that I have gotten millions of dollars working with businesses to submit to different opportunities. I started helping and learning how to go after grants and compete in contests in my 20s. in my early 20s, getting college grants and money for, just learned all of that. My family, my husband, my son, myself, between the three of us, there's probably about, I want to say 11, 12, 13 maybe degrees between us. And when we graduated from any one of those degrees, we didn't owe any money. No one owes any money. So how did you do that? There's a lot of money out there unclaimed in grants and in contests. And it's the same thing for small businesses. You have to go on treasure hunts. And any information that I give to you today in this program, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I will share this information with you. The best startup business grants in 2021, if you are starting a business, there's the best startup grants for tech startups. If you are a tech company and you're interested in grants, anywhere from $150,000 to $1 million, you can participate in what is called the SBIR program and the STTR program. What does that stand for, Coach? Small Business Innovation Research and Small Business Technology Transfer Programs. There is an art to writing and proposing for grants. There's a technical piece to it, a technical writing as well. I've written a lot over the years. If you saw my funding profile, you would know that I've had a lot of successes, but I've had a lot of failures. You win some and you lose some. You don't win every single one of them. And you pay people to help you write those grants and proposals. If you're not strong in writing these types of documents and it takes some time and some talent and some getting used to, even when you invest and you don't win, there's always learning in it. You're going to win some and you're going to lose some. But you're going to lose them all if you never invest the time and effort and energy into doing it. Fantastic program. This is a federal program. Tech startups. And if you're working with SBDCs, they are very aware of the SBIR and STTR programs, Small Business Innovation Research, like I said before, and these Small Business Technology Transfer programs. And make sure that you're ready. I get a lot of green, eager and ambitious small business owners who are not ready and emotionally and mentally and professionally immature business professionals, small business people who have great ideas and are moving at the wrong pace. You need to be steady. Doesn't mean that you can't do it, or you might not be able to do it. Have you done an idea assessment? It's just going to be great and everyone's going to love it. What are you backing that up with? Best state grant for startups to apply for an EDA business grant. Best state grant for startups and EDA. The grant amount varies depending on the grant. So the EDA is an agency of the United States Department of Commerce that provides grants. And again, if you want a list of all of these grants, email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz, and I will get that over to you. And you can search for grants and find local funding opportunities by searching for resources in your state. And again, if you want this information, email me. Get connected, get involved with your success as an entrepreneur. Best corporate grant for startup growth, FedEx Small Business Grant Contest. I like FedEx. I like FedEx and I like American Express because they have some very particular things that they do as it relates to small businesses. And let me just say this, if you miss the timeline, typically these grants and opportunities are annual. Some of them are ongoing, but some of them are annual. If you missed it, don't throw it away and just forget about it. No, tuck it away, read through it, prepare, make sure that you're preparing for the next round for the following year. But don't throw it away because it will definitely come back around. Best corporate grant for startup growth, FedEx Small Business Grant Contest, $15,000 to $50,000. Small business grants. I can't get into the detail of every grant. I'm just letting you know what's out there. And if you want to go on a little treasure hunt, email me at businessontheedge.biz. Best for women-owned startups, Amber Grant, $10,000 to $35,000. And you can apply for an Amber Grant. And there's eligibilities that you need to meet, like being a women-owned business located in the U.S. or Canada. So if you're in Canada, you can apply for this grant. The application fee is $15. There are pros and cons to all of these grants and opportunities. Opportunities, you're always going to be faced with opposition, and opposition is going to bring some opportunities. Best for minority-owned startups. Minority-owned startups. The MBDA serves as a resource for minority-owned businesses. So the grant amount varies based on the grants. Of course, eligibility requirements. If you are not in the SAM system, you need to be in the SAM system, the system for, we call it SAM, System for Award Management. Applicants must be a minority-owned business. You must have a DUNS number, and DUNS numbers are free. Don't pay for it. Just FYI. What are some other grants? Best small business grants. Let's talk about best veteran business grants. Our military provides us the safety and comfort to be a free nation, to continue to be a free nation. And we don't take as good a care of them as we should. Top small business grants for veterans. The Street Share Foundation, Warrior Rising, the Office of Veteran Business Development Resources offers the best support when applying for a veteran small business grant. Hivers and Strivers. The Service Disabled Veteran-Owned Small Business Program. Grant amount for the best grant for veterans creating a social impact, Street Shares Foundation, $4,000 to $15,000. Best for young veteran entrepreneurs, Hivers and Strivers, $250,000 to $1 million. And again, if you want more information and get my list here, email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz, and I will share this with you. It's not a secret. I've just done my homework to provide them. Best business grants for women. We talked about the Amber Grant. We have the Eileen Fisher Women-Owned Business Grant, Cartier Women's Initiative, Open Meadows Foundation, Halstead Grant. Some of these grants range from $10,000 to $35,000, $10,000 to $40,000, $30,000 to $100,000. There is money to be had. And you don't want to miss it. Some of these contests and grants are underway. Small business contests. I like small business contests like business writing contests. FedEx launched their 9th annual small business grant contest in February. They have several prizes for that. The door has closed on that. And remember, keep it in mind. These sorts of, especially Fortune 500 companies and corporations, they'll circle back around annually. And sometimes some of them will do more than one round in a year. But typically, at least annually, you're looking at those opportunities. Email me at ontheedge at businessontheedge.biz. Young entrepreneurs. I only got a couple of minutes left. Young entrepreneurs. Big ideas, brilliant startups. Rice Alliance. This is hosted by Rice Alliance. The 2021 Startups of College Student Collegiate Entrepreneurship Funding Mentorship Connections, $2.675 billion in funding raised by startups. Still in business, 237 with successful exits, jobs created, 3,760, 730 alumni. So if you are interested in participating and learning more, they have their startups for this year that will be competing, but you want to know so you can be, they have their 54 startups invited to compete. If you want to know more, as a student, college student, then you want to be a part of this. Universities and colleges all over the country participating in this competition, April 6th through the 9th, 2021. So get connected and find out what is happening with these 54 competitors. These college competitors. So be good to someone and make sure that you compete and win.